Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Lynn.
Hello and welcome to Everyone is Terrible. I'm your host, Hollywood Lynn. It's my favorite day of the week. Welcome to the podcast where we discuss all the terrible things and people we see on TV. Today's guest, Jared Bennett, psychic medium.
Hi.
How are you?
How are we? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Coming from New Zealand.
Yes, yes. The place of the Kiwis and the Lord of the Rings. Yes.
Yes, it's so exciting to have you here. He's from TikTok and giving readings, and I wanted to have him on here, you know?
Absolutely.
It's August. We're not quite into the spooky season, but when it comes to people like me and Jared, it's spooky all year long.
All year round. Yes.
Spooky bitches.
Yes.
Yes. Well, let's talk about some terrible things in pop culture right now, which is Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian have broken up.
Is that official?
It's official. They've broken up. So somewhere Kanye West is laughing.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I thought they were doing well together, though.
You're the psychic here. What do you see in Kim's future?
Oh, well, that's why I'm actually kind of a bit shocked that why they've broken up, because the cool thing about me is I work, I call both Jared ways and Jared Bennett psychic medium ways. And so sometimes it merges all into one whenever I look into a situation. I saw that like sparking, like no tomorrow, there was no so much negative energies being associated towards it. And so that's why you kind of startled me right now with the whole thing saying that they've broken up. I think it could be just more of a publicity stunt.
Well, I mean, it looked really cute on the show. But you know what? She did say something that was interesting on her Hulu show, Kardashians. Mm. She said, I was just DTF, turned into something else.
Yes.
This man has tattoos of her children on his body. Like, he has, like, Kim is a lawyer on his body. Like, are they, like, kindred spirits? Are they meant to be together?
I wouldn't say kindred spirits. I wouldn't say soulmates, but I definitely think that they have gelled very well energetically together, and that they should traditionally be very good friends. I still think that DTF is what you said before, to be brutally honest. But I think it's just a ruse.
I believe in more than one soulmate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To quote Samantha Jones, I've had hundreds. I mean, I definitely believe in like connection, like you can have connections with, but it's really interesting to hear that perspective, especially coming from a psychic. That's definitely very interesting.
Yes.
For my terrible TV recommendations, I want to recommend Conjuring Kesha on Discovery Plus. So pop star Kesha is like hunting ghosts now, Jared. What's up with that?
I don't know. Whenever I see the things now, back in the day, I used to fucking love these TV shows. It was so interesting. It was so cool to see all the paranormal shit. But now being in the industry and doing this professionally, I'm like, what in the actual fuck are you doing? You are asking for something to be attached to you. And so,
oh my God, yes.
For my
so because for, they're going yeah. in there as amateurs. You're totally...
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are asking to play with fucking fire. And so when, because I actually have never heard of it until you, again, popped up. And so I went and Googled and everything else. And I'm like, do they even have any, like, professionals there to, like, look into it to make sure that they're doing the right things? Or are they just...
So they're on episode 6 and they just had, like, their first legit person, in my opinion, which is Chip Coffee. And I've been watching him on TV for a while. So I believe.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Yeah. He was on Paranormal State. He had his own psychic kids show at one point on A&E. So he is definitely like one of the legit ones in my book.
Yes.
But you're right. There is something different about it now. It's oversaturated, just like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have like pop stars, like Ghost Hunting. Yeah. Like Conjuring Kesha. And she looks beautiful. Like she.
Oh, she does. Oh, no. She... Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like, but it's pretty terrible. So if you want to watch her. If you want to watch her, like, hunt ghosts that never show up, this is a show for you, because nothing ever fucking happens.
It's a good introduction for it all, into the spiritual hoodoo voodoos of it all. But I would not take it seriously, is the best way to kind of put it.
Exactly.
Would definitely not take it seriously. And especially when you're going into, like, to put it into reference, when you're going into a space like that and you're going, please answer, like, one knock for yes, two for no, and everything else. You create, I hate to use the word portal, but it's this energy gate, and anything can walk in. It can be fucking good old granddad, it can be fucking Tom and Jerry, it can be fucking anything, the nun from Insidious, or Insidious The Conjuring. Oh god, I'm getting my things mixed up.
Yeah, it's like having a house party and opening the front door and saying anyone can come in, right?
Yes, free drinks.
Not my first rodeo.
Yeah. And so that's why when I was watching it, I'm going, is there actually like any spiritual professionals that are there to like focus on protection or to focus on making sure that they're actually connecting in with the right things, using the tools correctly, being respectful? Because as soon as you go in, they're not being respectful and you're like, you know, I'm going to challenge this fucking ghost. Ooh!
So I feel like there is a level of respect, but to answer your question about professionals, I'm going to say yes and no.
Yes and no.
So I feel like at first maybe they kind of didn't, and now they're kind of weaving into that area. But
yeah,
as far as like having protection, they don't even mention it, which is terrible.
Mm.
So are you saying though, like, you don't have to have a Ouija board to kind of open up a portal? You can use the knocking system. Like, what about the necklace thing? Is all of that a form of like opening a portal?
Yes and no. The strongest version of it is the Ouija board. So, because I got blasted on this on TikTok because everyone was having a go at me on the spiritual side going like, how dare you demonize Ouija boards and everything else. I'm like, no, it's the fucking user behind it all that it fucks it up. The Ouija board is just a tool for it, just kind of like a knife, that sort of thing. It can serve, it can protect, it can hurt someone, it can stab someone. It depends on the user who actually uses it at the end of the day.
But if you don't know how to use it, that's like dangerous, right? That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. That. It's like a gun if you don't know how to use it. Pow, 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 playing around, ha, 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 and until someone gets shot. Yeah.
I don't think it's good. So I'm okay saying it's... Actually, don't come after me, please.
No. I think at the end of the day, everyone can agree that it is a very negative thing to get into, unless you're very well versed in that subject.
Pendulum,
the
right?
Pendulum, yeah. Any type of divinity or tools act as a portal or as a gateway, I guess. But different types of divinity tools allow certain entities to pop on through. So, I don't know how much to get into it, but there are like different level systems, I guess, in with spirituality or in with the spiritual world, in with like oracle cards.
There's different rooms when you lift the veil, so to speak, right?
Very much so.
Well, my first girlfriend, she used to see a leprechaun come out of her bedroom at night, and he used to give her gifts in the middle of the night. And let me say, she also was a very avid user of the Ouija board.
Oh, that explains a lot. Okay, yep.
I never spent the night at her house because I was like, this is some white people shit.
Too much.
And I was like, I was already terrified of her house. She lived in the middle of nowhere, like on a lot, a vacant lot in the middle of the desert. And it was already like creepy to begin with. And I did play the Ouija board one time with her. And
okay, did you close it off?
I don't know. I don't think so, because that night...
Oh, shit!
That night, I had the most terrifying experience of my life, which is, like, I saw these hooded figures in my bedroom, and they essentially were trying to take me in, like, the most simplest cliff notes I could give you. Like, that's what happened. And I feel like every psychic medium that I come across is different, so, like... I had Rebecca, the ghost guide, on here. She's from TikTok, and I had her on the podcast. And like, her perspective is different. Like, she's very much kind of practical, which is like beautiful to have, but I'm just not like that. I'm like, if I see something scary, I'm going to think it's scary. So I'm going to be scared. So she was just like, I would say, why are you here? Why are you wearing that? And I'm like, girl, I'm not going to ask a fucking scary ass spirit why they're wearing a motherfucking hood. I'm scared. I'm screaming.
She
very much has like this practical approach to like her spirituality and able and like her clairvoyance, which is like totally legit in her thing. But I'm just like, I guess I just wanted to hear from someone else.
My perspective.
Yeah, like, what do you think about that shit?
Ooh,
it only took one fucking time.
Yeah, no, well, that's with anything, honey. So... so, we'll start off with, like, the leprechaun thing at the end of the day. I think a lot of it is up to the person's interpretation.
Because when I told Rebecca about it, she was like, oh, the fae. She called it the fae. She called it the fae, but that was, like, her interpretation of, like, the story that I just told you. Like,
she
was just like, I wouldn't accept any gift from the fae. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah, because the fae is mischievous. It is like, here's a gold coin, but I take your soul in return, but then I fuck with you during the entire time. It's, so...
but that's not something that you believe in or vibe with? Because...
I have never got into it.
Got it.
Nor have I seen it, but that could be the location, because I don't really think we see that in New Zealand too much.
Plus everybody's different. Like, we talked about veils of different rooms in the spirituality. And I don't know, am I accurate on that?
Yeah. Think of it as there's one TV, different channels.
Got it. Yeah, exactly.
When we look into this leprechaun energy, there isn't a lot of sustenance or a lot of solidified energies associated to it. So I'm just going to pass that off as she's just misinterpreted it as something else that was mischievous or that could be into that playful type of energy. Anytime that you don't ask for something and spirit want to give you something, you have to go through a checking process or through a like a screening process to make sure that they're legit is the best way to kind of put it. And so hopefully with anyone else who is either readers or wanting to get into their spirituality, please go through a screening process whenever you read into spirit. You know you could be talking to fucking Nan, but just give it a quick screen and see if she fucks off. If she fucks off, then it wasn't fucking Nan.
Got it. Like, it could just be like an imposter kind of thing. Like,
exactly.
Got it.
I don't think a lot of readers do that first. And now in terms of yours, now I'm really interested in with that one there. Because a lot of the interpretations that I get from my clients are hooded figures, especially when they're dealing with that sort of thing. So, that's what I kind of love to see.
Well, it felt scary, it felt negative, and it felt like they wanted to fucking take me.
Yes. You know when it's from a very dark place, when it's dread, fear, and doom is being associated to it. It's not just, oh, I'm scared. It's like... I know down in the deepest parts of my soul, I am fucked and I don't know what the fuck to do. Is what should be associated with it. That's how you know you're dealing with some sort of really heebie-jeebies. The sad part about to hear is that we didn't know that you said goodbye on the Ouija board with the planchet and everything else. So hopefully you got some good old sage or good old Palo Santo.
I definitely say...
burn just in case.
You know what it did, Jared? It opened me up.
Yeah. Good. Yes. Awful beginnings, though.
Absolutely. Like, scary intro. But you know what was really crazy is that this single event changed my life. Like, it just opened me spiritually. I believe in all sorts of things now because of it.
I didn't take it seriously until I was around 17, 18, 16, around that age. Just because of how the media was portraying how to see. It's this very, you open your eyes and boom shakalaka, a spirit's in front of you and you know the entirety of the backstory. So it's very glamorized through the media. And so that's what I was expecting. And that's one thing I was getting frustrated with when developing my gift. Not until I later learnt and fully dedicated myself towards this is when I realized, oh, it's kind of like a daydream state, but without the dopiness of a daydream. And so that's how you see, because it's through your mind's eye. Of course, your mind doesn't have an eye associated to it, so it's the imagery that you see throughout the day. So as a child, I was very sensitive to noises, weirdly enough, and if there was a loud noise going on through, it would be like blasted up into the spirit world. I'd be seeing dead people everywhere. It was terrifying. I always had dreams. Oh my gosh, dreams were such a big thing. And hopefully you should actually have this with yourself too.
Oh my god.
It's like premonitions. Yes.
Nightmares. So much, like every night.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Childhood was terrible because of the nightmares.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Same here. I over here in New Zealand, we've got a little town called Cambridge, and that's where I grew up. And I kept having dreams about a tornado hitting, and it would lead up for a week or so. I finally talked to my parents about it and going, I keep having this dream and it feels so awful. Went off to school and everything, like the sky, I've never seen the sky in New Zealand turn so black before. And first time in New Zealand's history, Cambridge has got hit by a tornado. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell's going on with this?
So your premonition came true and that was like a big deal for you.
Yeah. There was also moments where I wanted to connect in with my guide. Hopefully I was actually talking to something, because now thinking about it, probably wasn't. I would have a lamp inside my bedroom and I asked my guide to come to me, and I felt like I was getting hugged. It felt nice and safe and warm, so I think I was talking to my guide. And I asked, can you please tell me that you're here using the lamp? Can you please turn it off if you're here? And it happened. And I'm like going, oh, I am in danger right now. But then I'm like, you know what? I did feel safe. I'll ask them to turn it back on. And so I spent all night talking to her. So I now know her name. Her name's Aranthia. And the next morning I went up to my mum and go, oh my gosh, I talked to my spirit guide. My mum, of course, is just like, oh yeah, whatever. That's a cool story. Get ready for school. You need to leave in like half an hour. And then I went, no, this actually happened. And then I think my mum challenged me and she went, well, can you prove it? And I went, fine, turn on the lights. So we turned on the lights and I asked out loud, hey, can you please flick the lights if you're around? And they immediately just went, whoa, 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 whoa. And my mum screamed and she said, you stop that now, turn off the lights. None of this conversation is going to happen anymore. God. Go off to school. And then ever since then, my mum's been keeping a very close eye on me about that sort of thing. Little did I know that my gran has been doing this type of thing this entirety of the time. But so for me, I just saw it as like, oh, you know, gran has crystals or gran has like pretty little gems. And so I never really took it seriously, I guess, with that point. In high school, used to read people. Now, in my idea, it's just I looked at someone and just went, I just know what the fuck's going on, where things are going, and Bob's your uncle, there you go.
Okay, so that's how you read people.
Yeah, it's just like, I just looked at them and I just saw either colours, imagery, symbols. At parties, when I was never much of a party person, but if I went out drinking, alcohol definitely opens you up a little bit more. So I would perform readings, but I never thought it was... I know, right?
Alcohol is called spirits. Like,
the spirit, yes, spirits.
So maybe there's a connection there.
Yeah, yeah. So I would read people, and I vividly remember having this one... it's always the fucking straight males, I must admit, coming up and going, oh, what if this is a load of fucking shit, read me. And so her girlfriend's like, don't challenge him, like, this is not what it is. And then he's, of course, drunk and...
Aranthia will kick your ass.
yeah, that's the one. So I
can't get past your guide's name is like Aranthia. I'm like, just sounds so fierce. Like, Aranthia is protecting you.
I know.
We'll kick your ass, straight man.
Yes, very much so. Yes. Well, I was gonna say it kicked her his ass like no tomorrow with this. So I am, of course, I'm a bit drunk. He's completely sloshed in front of me. I look at his energies and I'm like, oh, you're cheating on your girlfriend.
Oh my god.
And so the girl starts crying and she's like, I knew that you were fucking cheating on me. Well, I said, grab your fucking phone. You've been texting her. And so the girlfriend grabs his phone, opens it up, and there's nudes. There's fucking messages about when to hook up after the fucking party. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what kind of colors do you see when you're talking to me?
Oh, so do you want to stand up for me? If there's enough space?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, hold on.
If there's enough space, okay. Sorry, that would have put you on the spot with it all. That's all right. So do you know anything about the aura?
Yeah, it's just like the colors that you're giving off, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Depending on where they...
I've always wanted to know what mine are.
Oh, cool. So in this part, this is more of a reading rather than just your generic aura, because inside your aura, you would only ever have one to three colors being projected at one time. But when we do a reading, it can be blast open to like 12. There's three categories inside your aura. Anything from your feet to your hips are your physical-based energies. Anything from your hips towards your décolletage area or your neck is your emotion-based energies. Anything from the neck from the top of your head is your mental-based energies. Okay. And so when we're looking at a very basis of this, all yellow. Oh, great. Love to see yellow. Yellow is all about career, business, work, and study. And with this, anything that's inside the aura nice and bright is indicating to positive changes popping in through. If it's darker, it indicates towards the complete opposite, as you would imagine. It's a lot of stagnation, a lot of drama, a lot of fuckery, to be brutally honest about it all. So with this yellow that's popping on through, it seems to be very time orientated, so you're actually a bit rushed currently in with work to try and keep a momentum up with work right now. I wouldn't be surprised that, because when we're looking at your energies, you look at this yellow and you see on where exactly where it peaks and where it falls. Thankfully, we're only seeing peaking, so no falls and that's happening in with career. But in terms of a time frame, there does seem to be a massive spurt happening up in September, which I think is it October, September, September, October,
September,
August, September.
October.
Yeah, so there you go. So it'll be next month. There seems to be a big spurt happening up in with career and with finances that's coming in with you, which is
Awesome.
fantastic to see. There is green that's happening around, but it's a very hit and miss. Green is any emotional connections that we have with people, friends, family, and relationships. So since it's hit and miss, indicates that yes, things are good, but then you're also needing to focus on your own self at the end of the day. Just because you're a bit too busy, you can't really focus on anyone else's own happiness, which is fine.
Interesting.
But I like to call it the slingshot method. You have to pull back first before you can expect to go anywhere. So if you are being a bit more reserved in with those people that are close to you, don't take it as a bad thing. You're just slingshotting. You need to go somewhere first. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. There is, oh, sorry, I'll quickly just say before we run out of time, there is purple being associated around with you too. Purple indicates that you have the innate ability to connect in with spirit. So you should see things, you should feel things, you should be able to see things inside your dreams as well. Your intuition should be fucking on fire. It's just your own mind that counteracts and be like, did I make that up or is that the right thing? You should be a very good judge of character. Oh, what else? Angel numbers should be being seen around with you. So, like a little lot of 11-11s, 444s, 888s, that sort of thing. I would actually recommend. Do you have like any oracle cards?
I do actually. I do have some tarot
Yeah,
cards.
good. Okay, good, 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 good. Just to try and help train yourself not to doubt yourself at the end of the day. What else? But that's all projected in the bottom part of the aura. So it's all about the physical part of your life. So not too surprised to see why we're focusing more on career right now. You're really trying to grind it out currently, which is great to see. The cool thing about when looking into your emotional part of your aura, we're seeing a lot of orange, which I am so proud to see. Now, of course, someone like you, I hope you know who the fuck Beyoncé is.
Where's
Okay, good. Now, the reasoning why I say that is because anything orange relates towards your sacral center, which is all about your own personality. And I'd like to just reference it to your own inner bitch Beyonce. Okay, so you're really starting to step into your own version of your own Beyonce. You're like, if I don't really like anything, they can fuck right off. I'm doing what makes me happy at the end of the day. I'm being creative. I like feeling expansive, and I don't want to feel caged. Is the current position that you're stepping into, which is fantastic to see. So if you're noticing that if any like friends or even family are fucking you off and you're just wanting just to push them away in the most loving way to say that, it's absolutely fine. You're just respecting your own time and energy currently in with that, which is fantastic to see. Again, the orange is nice and bright, so again, nothing too major going on through with that. Anything else? There is communication problems, I must admit. Blue is popping on through. Blue is all about communication. So it could just be as simple as you don't have enough time or energy to communicate your own problems or issues on with people. That it's just easier just to keep quiet. Not saying I think you're a ghoster, to be brutally honest, but it's just if you don't need to say anything, you just won't at the end of the day, which is cool to see. The only other side of this that would pop on through is that since the blue is all about communication, it's both spirit communication as well, which was back into reference as to what I said beforehand, is that you do have the gift. So I would highly, highly suggest stepping into your spirituality, into your psychic development as much as you possibly could. when we look into the mental part of your head, there's a lot going on, I must admit.
Trust me, I know.
So it's just tools. Yeah, I know. Tools and techniques to try and alleviate that stress, of course, is meditation. But the only other thing that's being associated into it is that you just feel stressed about time. So what that means is you don't want to be wasting your time. You don't want to be fucking around. You're wanting success and you kind of want it now. So, which is good. In with that. So focus on manifestation. Is that you're a great manifester. You're great at attracting things in terms of your life, but it's so good that it could be used against you. So you'll start to notice that when you're in a rut or when you're in a fucking mutt, it's very hard to get you out of those situations. But once you're blooming and you're blossoming, it's very hard to stop that train from succeeding. And that's what I'm so excited over with this month of August to September, is that you are getting that train going. It's just we're really needing to focus that attention as to where you're wanting things to go. So it could be as simple as like, what the fuck do you want in life? Off we go. Actually, this is not rhetorical. What do you want?
I would like to be a successful actor. Like, I want to be bored in a trailer reading lines going, oh, God, like, I'm in this trailer. Life is so hard. And I've seen the glitter before because I have booked the job. I have worked with amazing people and walked the red carpet. I've seen the lights and the flashes. And it's like, I want that more. Taste. Like, I want that.
If you keep chasing success to you until you fully define what success is, then it will be just a perpetual chase. But if you can focus on something and you're like, I want to feel recognized for my work ethic, for who the fuck I am, for if I'm being valued, for everything that I bring to the table, that there seems to be a lot more closer energetically in comparison to success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it just feels a little anxious because I'm at that cliff, like waiting to jump.
That's how you know change is coming. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, good.
Honey, if the psychic isn't stressed, then it's the biggest compliment in the world. Yes, as I said, you're a fucking manifestor, sweet pea. You're good at bringing shit in terms of your life.
Your greatest pro to this lifestyle that you have, what's the negative part about it?
The pro, hands down, is watching people change and blossom to where they need to go, from them hitting rock bottom, coming to see me, and then catapulting to where they need to go. That there is rewarding, but I must admit, currently there's a bit more negatives going on than positives. And that's just there, it's just feeling so drained, to the point where it was communicated from my guides that I'm slowly killing myself in the process when producing a reading like this. And that's why you don't see a lot of readers do it for too long. It's because they actually can't physically handle the cost. And which is crazy, but that I don't want that for those other listeners out there to stop them from pursuing it. And it could be with anything. You could be laboring your fucking ass, paving roads that's going to be affecting your health, you know, that sort of thing. So it really does depend on what resonates with you and what makes you sing, I guess, at the end of the day. One thing I didn't get expected for is people using me. So, like friends, family, they go, hey, how are you? And then, can you please look into this for me if this is the right decision or that sort of thing? So it's a very lonely road. I talk to more dead things than alive things at the end of the day, which is a bit more sad as well.
Does it make you happy though?
Oh, fuck you, yes. Again, I would hands down take this over anything. But it sounds like I'm talking too much about the cons, but the pros of it all is, it's astounding and it's life-changing, it's eye-opening, and it's magical. Once you step into this thing, you realize how fluid the world is and how easy it is to manifest certain situations into your life without you needing to lift up a finger.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it is magical, and I don't think you're focusing too much on the cons. I mean, hello, my show's called Everyone Is Terrible. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
We talk about terrible things all the time. Terrible people.
Okay. Easy.
You're like, it is terrible sometimes. I feel used, and it's terrible. It's totally fine. Like one of my favorite TikToks of yours is like, You're like, hey, you're like with someone that you're dating or something, and you're like, did your grandmother smoke? And they're like, yeah,
Yes.
why? And then you're like, ah, because I've been talking to someone with that. Like, I
Yes,
was just like,
exactly.
that
Yes.
is hilarious to me. So I was just like, I love that about you. So I was like,
Yes.
that was one of my favorite TikToks, honestly.
Definitely.
Jared, thank you so much
Absolutely.
for coming on. This was definitely enlightening,
Oh,
so
not a
fun.
problem.
Thank you for coming on and talking about Kesha with me.
I hope that she's got her protection up because, girl, you don't want to mess with that sort of shit. So the biggest one so far has been on TikTok, which is JB Psychic Medium. On Facebook, Jared Bennett Psychic Medium. That's generally all of my social media. It's just Jared Bennett Psychic Medium, or just JB Psychic Medium. Other than that, that's about it, to be brutally honest.
Yay, go follow him on TikTok, you guys. JB Psychic Medium. It's kind of like that scene in The Conjuring when they come to the house and they're being introduced to the family, and there's like a dark shadow
Yes.
behind the woman, and like.
Yes, that is exactly what it is. Yes.
So that's what he sees, you guys. This is like really cool. So it was great to talk to you about this. We're doing a Real Housewives episode talking about Ultimate Girls Trip and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We got to talk about Erik and Jane, you guys. So check out for that podcast episode in just a couple days right after this one. I'm Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week, and we'll see you next time, terrible kids.
Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leon.